What are some other local nuts, or nuts that you can buy at least if they don't grow here?
Pecans, walnuts, chestnuts. I said walnuts. That's mostly what you can buy.
There's a kind that comes in a candy bar called a something joy.
Peanuts?
No.
Almond?
Yeah, that's the one.
Almond joy.
Okay, with a walnut, there's a green cover when it falls off the tree. What would you call that?
Husk.
And what do you call the inside part you have to crack?
Shell.
Then, if you, a little red vegetable that's peppery, white inside, used in salads. It's a root vegetable.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Starts with an R.
I'll go back and do that
now.
I'm sorry.
R-A-D.
Radish.
Okay. Then the big red things that are used in salads, the mushy things. Are...
Tomatoes.
Do you have a term for the little ones?
Cherry tomatoes.
Any colloquial term for that?
Cherry tomatoes.
Okay.
I don't know that that's correct.
With your steak, you might have a baked...
potato.
What is the kind that has yellow meat or orange meat?
Yellow meat.
Potato. Orange outside, orange or reddish or brown. Yellow inside.
I don't know.
Do you call anything a yam?
Oh, yams. I think of that. Yes, it's orange.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet potato or a yam. I think yam and sweet potato. I know there's a difference, but I don't know what the difference would be. I think there's a difference.
The thing with the strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes is an
onion.
Okay. And a long green vegetable that's often used in gumbos.
Okra.
If you left an apple around, the skin might dry up and...
shrivel.
The kind of vegetable that comes in heads is a...
cabbage.
In the plural.
Lettuce.
Plural.
Cabbages.
Yes. And, if you said you wanted more than one lettuce, you'd say you wanted two...
heads.
Mm-hmm. And to get beans out of the pods by hand, you'd have to...
pick the pod.
And do what to get the beans out?
Pluck them.
Well, they're already picked. And you've taken home a bag from the store, and then you take out the pod and you do what to it? Perhaps you don't do that. Okay. What is the kind of bean that you have to remove from the pod to cook it? It's a roundish, ear-shaped bean, flat.
Oh, white beans would be one. That's the only one I can think of.
Do you have limas here?
Lima beans, yes.
Is there another name for them?
Well, I think of them as white beans.
That's the same thing.
Yes.
Is butter bean the same thing?
Butter bean is the same thing again.
Okay.
There may be differences, but that's how I think of it.
What do you call the beans that you eat, pod and all, that are long?
Snap beans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you cook the tops of turnips, that would be a...
greens.
Mm-hmm. Any other types of greens?
You have collard greens, you have mustard greens, you have turnip greens.
You spoke of heads of cabbage or lettuce. If you had a number of children, say five, would you ever say five heads of children?
No.
Okay. And what would you say if you had a large number of children, if there were about 14? You'd say that's a whole...
flock.
Okay.